Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk on Tuesday, May 6th, 2014. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe's attempts at re-engaging the international community.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
My delegation condemns unreservedly the economic sanctions imposed against my country and people in an unjustified effort to deny them the chance to fully benefit from their natural resource endowment. We wish to remind those who have maintained sanctions against us that there is international consensus, fully supported by the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, and the non-aligned movement and the rest of the progressive world that these sanctions must go.
Zimbabwe is looking for new friendships, new opportunities, while consolidating old ones. We are looking for mutually beneficial economic relationships.
Kutara kwaito vakuru vanga vari pano vehurumende vari kuti ivo zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo kuti pange paine kuwirirana nedzimwe nyika vachidedza mainvestors vanouya kuti vaise mari dzavo munomu.
Mati mina mwamumbono yange experience engavadayo ngikuhurumende ngathi kwaba yinhlanhla ukuthi iminyaka lengu-10 ngikuhurumende embili ngangideputy minister ngakhangela ngahlolisisa ngabona ukuthi kumi njani. Ngithe sengingenile after 2 years engu-substantive minister ngabona ukuthi akulanto esingayenza ezanceda abantu ngaphandle kokubana siqale sihlale phansi siguqule ingqondo yokucabanga kwabantu ababe ku-ministry yami e-home affairs, emapholiseni, ku-registry, ku-immigration and so on, onke ama-departments engangiwakhangela.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe's attempts at re-engaging the international community.
The Southern African Political Economy Series, or SAPES Trust, and the National Endowment for Democracy, NED, convened an international conference on Zimbabwe aimed at helping the country's re-engagement process with the international community.
The conference, which started Monday, ended today under the theme Zimbabwe Going Forward, Consolidating the Democratization Process and Reinforcing Re-engagement with the Global Community.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, vote. Gibbs, tinge tichitarisa nezve zvirongwa zvekuedza kuti Zimbabwe ishandirane pamwe chete nenyika dzekunze dzayanga yakarimirana nayo kumuganhu. Vamwe vachiti ngaivhiwe, vamwe vachiti ngaisavhiwe. Zimbabwe sekuziya kwatinoita yakatemerwa zvirango nenyika dzekumawirira nenyaya yekutonga nedemo. Asi hurumende yava Mugabe inoti aiwa nyaya yakaita kuti vatemerwe zvirango haisi yekuti vanotonga nedemo, asi kuti inyaya yekuti vekunza vanga vasina kufara nechirongwa chekupa vatema ivhu. Asi iko zvino semanzwiro atiri kuita, pane musangano wanga wachiitwa neSAPES Trust wakananga naiwo nekuti vanhu vatema nemusoro kana kuti vapana nemazano kuti poitwa sei vachirovana masoro kuti Zimbabwe inge ichitanga kudyidzana nedzimwe nyika dzekunze musangano wakatanga nezuro nemvuro uchipera nhasi nechipiri.
Ye kunjalo ke blessing umhlangano lo ke zulu kandaba uqalise ngomvulo upheleke lamhlanje bekukhulunywa sibili okunenkwe ngale mhlangano le blessing singabona okunye kwangkhona bekukhulunywa ukuthi kambe yona ezamaphepha lezi kungenziwani ukwenza ukuthi kukhulunywe ngedemokrasi kube ngalokho kuthiwa ikhulumisana labanye amazwe kube sekubuya lokunye okuthiyenelwe ukuthi inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa okuthiwa ngama-NGOs wona angathini ngokuthi Zimbabwe ikhulumisane labanye amazwe. So bekubizwe sibili abantu abaningi abahambe khona ngale abanye singabajoke ngu-ambassador we-US kwesebuya lama-ambassadors abaningi abanye avele eBrazil e-Australia lendaweni ezithiyeneyo bese kubuya ke leziphathamandla zikahulumende kade zigcwele khona ngale sizwile ke umnumzana uChinamasizolo esithi hhayi leZimbabwe kungangcono lichiyane lokuthi lilwe labanye amazwe kodwa likhulumisane lawo kweze thi ligcine selingena kuhle singathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lingathini ngodaba lolu ukuthi iZimbabwe libona ngazani ubudlelwano bayo labanye amazwe bungahamba njani kambe sokuvulekile yini umkhandlo yokuthi ibandla lezanu PF yelilo elibusayo likhulumisane lamanye amazwe khona ngapha lese kumbe iWashington kumbe iBrazil kumbe lamanye ajeneyo.
Of course, the Finance and Economic Development Minister, Patrick Chinamasa, yesterday told this conference convened by SAPES Trust and the National Endowment for Development, NED, that Zimbabwe should not just be looking east, it should be looking east, west, north, and south, and try to build new relationships. That, of course, was Minister Chinamasa who was saying that it's now time to engage the international community. Of course, there are sanctions or targeted sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and some of his inner circle, but we have seen that some of the sanctions have been lifted, especially for his lieutenants, but they do remain for Mr. Mugabe and his wife, Grace Mugabe.
We see that some of the topics, blessing, that were discussed at this conference include something like consolidating constitutional reforms. And here there were some experts in the legal field. And this kind of meeting was chaired by Alex Makaisa, who is a former advisor to COPAC. So there were people like Irene Petras of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Eric Matinenga, former Minister of Constitutional Affairs, and a research advocate and unit member, Derek Matias. You know, some of these people were talking a lot of sense there.
And I think we have our first guest, Sally Dura, chairperson, Youth Forum Zimbabwe. Good evening, Sally. Good evening, Sally.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Ms. Sally, you attended this big conference in Zimbabwe. Tell us, do you see any benefits out of this conference?
This was a great conference that had been set up by SAPES Trust in partnership with the National Endowment for Democracy. The theme of it was Zimbabwe going forward. And from the deliberations of the process, it has been a very fruitful and a successful conference that managed to reignite the energies of the Zimbabweans, irregardless of where they are positioned, be it in the private sector, in the political parties, in government, as well as in civic society.
And how significant...
It also
You can go ahead.
It also addressed the key issues that are confronting the Zimbabwean question at the moment. Issues to do with the economy, the development of the current economy, us reviving the economy, strategies around us re-engaging nationally and regionally as well as at international level to address issues affecting the Zimbabwean economic and political state.
Let's talk about re-engagement. From the discussions that were taking place, are you convinced that Zimbabwe is now ready to join hands with the global community?
The starting of creation of platforms that have been created by SAPES Trust is the beginning. the point where as Zimbabweans we come from all different sectors and begin to dialogue about what is wrong with us, and us taking going through a process of reflecting on how have we been doing business before, how have we been running the country as a populace, how have we been participating as citizens, what have been the cost of us in terms of how our behavior, in terms of whether we are in government or we are citizens, and how it has affected the status quo. So I would say I am convinced that at this point there was dialogue around us bringing the issues to then say, what have we done badly? What can we do better? How do we reposition and redirect ourselves to a point where we create a process of social dialogue and social contract between the business, the government, and the labor movement, and we get to a point where we reflect and say, as civic society, how does the government become more accountable? How does the government begin to engage and tap from the wealth of resources inside Zimbabwe and of the other fellow Zimbabweans in the diaspora? So we are ready for it. We have all the resources we need. We just need the glue that puts us together, of which it has already started with the facilitation of this conference.
Now, Ms. Sally, Studio 7 spoke to former Home Affairs Minister, Tumiso Tabengwa, who actually indicated that the problems that could be there are not to do with maybe what people are saying, but the institutions which could be having these problems are like the police, state security agents, the RG's office. They may not transform tomorrow. So maybe there could be a problem there, Sally. Don't you think so?
The problem with Zimbabwe is historical. We are in a process where we have had a transition from the colonial period to the immediate post-independence, and the position where we are now trying to rebuild the country. So I would say the style of governance or the institutions or how the state is structured has been in a way where it has been trying to control citizenship participation, to consolidate power, to defend certain positions. But I see an opportunity where if as citizens we take responsibility to make our government accountable for them to deliver on what they have promised, and for them to begin not to have policy clarity on economic issues, not to have piecemeal agreements where they just agree and not implement or abandon those plans midway. So I see an opportunity where while we are advocating for transformation, we actually engage and hold the government accountable to all the agreements that it has agreed to and to all the policies in place, and for us to agree that we have a collective responsibility as a populace to then say the business, the civic society, the government have a role to play in rebuilding the country as a whole. So I see that, yes, the national institutions have not been structured in a good way because we inherited an exploitative kind of governance in terms of institutions, in terms of leadership style. So it's now time that we begin to rework our system, reshape our system, and have a dialogue around us building a national vision, because we are divided when it comes to then say, what do we want for Zimbabwe? Mm-hmm. So I think it is a point where we need to have a collective understanding and appreciation of the national vision, where we build our nation and everyone contribute their piece or their expertise to nation building, irregardless of which political party you are coming from. And for us to have a separation of power and a separation of engagement between the government and the ruling party, so that other people who have wealth of expertise and who are willing to contribute as citizens find themselves contributing to the nation building of their country.
Regai timbotaure nechivanhu muzvare dura gurukota runa nezvehupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa vakataura pamusangano mwechete uyo kuti Zimbabwe yagadzirira kuti inge ichishanda pamwe chete nedzimwe nyika dzekunze. Tinoziva pane zvirango zvazvakatemerwa vamwe vakuru vehurumende. Munoona sei mashoko iyayo?
Mashoko avanotaura ndinomaona ari mashoko akanaka chaizvo, asi yanguva ine yatinoti isu sevanhukadzi tine huwandu hwakawanda. Ngapave neurongwa hunoitwa nehurumende kuti madzimai nevana vechidiki vari muno muno muZimbabwe anonziwo mayouth vave mukati meurongwa hwekutungamiriri hwenyika ino, vavewo mukati nekuona kuti zvatiri kuda kuisa zvisungo zvekuti nyika yedu ibudirire tozvifambisa sei. Zvakadaro, tikatarisa mukuda kukwezva vamwe vanoona nezveupfumi kune dzimwe nyika nenyika dzakatipoteredza, ndiri kuona tiri kufanira kutangawo tasimudzirawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti iye munhu anenge ari muno aya anogutikanawo kunyange aine kabhizinisi kake kadoko, aya anoonawo mitemo mashandira atinoita muno muZimbabwe akasokunika kuti upfumi hwake huve hunoendeka. Zvikadaro ndinoonawo vamwe vari munyika dzakatipoteredza vachizovawo vanokwanisawo kushanda nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Variwo munyika dzekumadokero nedzimwewo nyika dzakabudirira, ndinoona vachizokwanisawo kuva nekuvimba nekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe yava kukoshesa kuti inofanirawo kushanda nevamwe kuti kuve nepundutso nebudiriro munyaya dzeupfumi. Tikatarisa nyaya yekuti kune chivando wande nekuvigwa kweruzivo nekuziva kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei, urongwa hurumende hwakamira sei, nekuti vamwe mapazi ehurumende atinotarisira kuti ange anoshanda zvakasunguruka tichimaona achivhiringidzwa nemapato anoita nezvematongerwo enyika, tinoti ngatiti zvatinenge tataura zvinge zvinova zvinojeka pamapepa pamutemo mudare reparamende, zvive zvinojeka kuti munhu wese anoda kunge aine chekuita nekusimudzira upfumi hweZimbabwe ava anoziva kuti hurumende iri kuda kuita chipi nechipi, uye kuti tinofanira kushanda tese sei, uye kuti kana zvadaro vochiratidza kuti vava nechisungo chavaisa chekuti kunyange zvichienderika kumberi kunodarika chero makore makumi mashanu kune hurongwa hwenguva yakareba hwekuti munhu haasi kuzoona mari yake ichiti kana yasvika muno muZimbabwe zvongozomuka mangana kwaane umwe mutemo mutsva unova unodya upfumi hwake. Saka iye yakanaka chaizvo yakataurwa navachinamasa, asi ndiri kuti madzimai nevechidiki neruzhinji rweZimbabwe rinoda kunge richinzwisisawo kuti isusu nyika tagadzirisa munharaunda matinogara munhu wese awana ruzivo rwokuti zviri kufamba sei nekuti iye wobata papi kuti nepashoma paanokwanisa kusimudzira nyika yake wose mudzira nyika yake.
Tinotenda
muzvaredura
chimbobatai makadaro, tinodzoka kwamuri. I think Gibbs, we have our second guest, Dr. Ibo Mandaza, who is the director of SAPES Trust. Dr. Mandaza, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for...
Let Gibbs.
Yes, Gibbs and Blessing. Thank you for joining us. Gibbs, you can...
Dr. Mandaza, Dr. Mandaza, fine. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
You're good. So you organized this big conference. And tell us, do you think there's anything that came out of this conference? Or it was maybe a talk shop, you know?
No, we arranged together with others, with Ned from Washington. We had a third meeting we've had together. So it's a continuation of a partnership. And, of course, we had some 57... 75 organizations, 153 participants, 21 ambassadors based in Zimbabwe, and several government ministries. Yeah, so it was successful, yes.
So what about your resolutions? Can you just briefly go through them? We'll give you about 2 minutes.
There are no resolutions. We had eight panels. From democratization of process, the review of the constitution, to the economy. And each panel was only self-contained, leading to the other. There were firm conclusions on each. Basically, on the constitutional process, the conclusion was that a lot has to be done. There are some 400 provisions of the constitution which have not been implemented yet. On the economy, there was a problem raised with respect to capacity in government and inconsistency of policies, and therefore the need for transparency, the need to deal with corruption, the need for consistency of policy. So all this emerged very strongly, but we also had the advantage of the involvement of the global community through the embassies, and of course through NED itself, which brought a number of partners, to learn of the experience of other countries. So our task now is to chart a way forward in terms of policy workshops which seek to implement recommendations. It's a delicate process because we have to involve government, we have to involve civil society. And of course there was also a suggestion, especially in the public forum yesterday, which was addressed by two ambassadors, the EU ambassador, the Australian ambassador, and three Zimbabweans, Christian Changwa, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Tendai Biti, and Simba Makone, both the latter two former Minister of Finance. Must have been 500 people. the issue of a national dialogue was raised. Mm-hmm. We said as SAPES we are not able to organize that, but maybe the political parties, all political parties, could arrange a national convention, discuss the state of the nation, and set a way forward. Because clearly, there's a need for a definitive and resolute response to the level of the state. So broadly, that is the issue, Bill Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about re-engaging with the international community. Is there an appetite for that from your reading of the tea leaves?
Well, yes, there is. And significantly, the last few weeks in particular, mm-hmm. you had the president himself speaking at ZITF mm-hmm. and making clear the need for the foreign direct investment and seeking to clarify the policy on indigenization. Mm-hmm. And Chinamasa likewise, and at the opening address, yesterday he made that very clear, and I hope you have received the speech.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, we did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very clear. Yeah, but I think the point raised in the conference was the need to reconcile that statement, which represents a clarification of the policy, and need to review the legislation, mm-hmm. which keeps in place so far. The disturbing aspects of the policy. So that is one of the recommendations.
Mm.
But based on engagement with the global community, I think there's this consensus that Zimbabwe needs to re-engage, that there's no other way. Re-engage in the board, and that, in fact, Zimbabwe is re-engaged.
Mm-hmm.
The level of involvement of the international community in humanitarian aid, in trade, show that Zimbabwe is actually engaged. I think we need to formalize that and to build on it.
Thank you, Dr. Mandaza. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about re-engagement and also a conference that was convened by SAPES Trust and NED. And our guests this evening, we have SAPES Trust Director, Dr. Ibo Mandaza, and we also have Ms. Sally Dura, National Chairperson, Youth Forum Zimbabwe. Gibbs, we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook. We can also use Twitter. You can also send us a message, studio7@voanews.com. We have some messages here on WhatsApp. First, let's start with Talent Chikwira. Talent says, I agree with Chinamasa on the issue of reintegration or re-engaging the international community. Then we have Rubimbo Nyati, who says, if it is going to benefit the nation, not a few individuals, the better. It will be the best move ever. Klopa says, they are supposed to stabilize the political violence first. Reverend Juarara says, no, it's not only the land reform issue that created the rift between Zimbabwe and the Western community, but issues like corruption, human rights abuses, the old men's attacks, and many more. As long as ANPF is there, many enemies are bound to be created. Then we have Gibson Makoni, who says, that is excellent. We can't live in a vacuum. Let's stop there. We'll read the other messages later on. What do you have on Facebook?
I've got three messages right now. One is from Milton Komo, who writes, What happened to the Look East policy? Was it successful? Then we've got P. Ngwenya, who writes, good thinking since 24 years, but first of all, remove POSA and AIPA and treat all Zimbabweans equally. Secondly, align laws with the constitution of Zimbabwe. Thanks, comrade Chinamasa.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Brian, who writes, well done, good move by the president of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll stop there at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Dr. Mandaza. You are still on the line? Dr. Mandaza?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Talking about re-engagement, one of the listeners here said, what has happened to the Look East policy? Has it failed?
No, it hasn't. I think the conclusion was that we must look everywhere, north, south, east, west, central.
Mm-hmm.
And that even those our friends in the east, like China, are also looking west.
Mm-hmm.
So the emphasis was on global. Zimbabwe needs to be global.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the Chinese ambassador there. We had the Brazilians. We had the French.
Mm-hmm.
the Indians. And I think it was a lesson for Zimbabweans. We had a panel of the BRICS,
mm-hmm.
which made it very clear, and the message was very clear. Zimbabwe needs to clarify policy,
mm-hmm.
needs to consistency in policy,
mm-hmm.
clarify issues,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and make themselves, create an enabling environment for foreign investments.
Mm-hmm.
That was said over and over last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, given the technology nowadays and given the BOA,
mm-hmm.
which covered the conference, we are hoping the message will go far afield.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be, in the next few days and weeks, engaging government.
Mm-hmm.
But our main purpose really is to assist our country getting forward. Mm-hmm. That's our job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mandaza, Dr. Mandaza, whenever the president addresses members of the public, he attacks the West. Every time he does that, he attacks. So is this the best way of constructive engagement?
No, of course not. We are hoping there will be less and less of that. That there must be a clear distinction about his own personal inclinations, personal grievances and national interests, and we are pursuing national interests.
Mm-hmm.
We are lagging behind other countries in the region, in Africa. We are a jewel of the continent. We need to get our country realize its full potential, and we shouldn't be distracted by the statement of an individual who might be living in the past. We need to look forward. Yeah.
Please do stay on the line, Dr. Mandaza and Ms. Dura. I think we are being joined by our third guest, Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, political analyst with the Habakkuk Trust, Gibbs.
Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I think by now you know that the Minister of Finance is actually saying that Zimbabwe is re-engaging the West with the hope that maybe the economy may improve. Do you think this is a futile exercise?
I think they're beginning to realize that in order for the economy to grow, they need to, you know, engage the international multilateral agencies. They also need foreign direct investment. Those are the harsh realities of running an economy, of running a country. So I think they've had a Damascus moment, and they've come to realize that, you know, all their election talk will come to naught unless they engage with the international community and the international multilateral organizations.
Yeah, so, but at the end of the day, do you think that Zimbabwe is going to succeed in re-engaging the international community? Oh, let me throw this question to Ms. Dula. Okay, go ahead.
It's already been very difficult for them because earlier on in the year, you know, Chinamasa was in Washington trying to negotiate with the World Bank and the IMF. And the problem is that Zimbabwe is already in arrears in terms of its debts, and it's got a high risk politically and also in terms of investment. We also aware that they also tried to engage China, they tried to engage Kuwait and South Korea to no avail.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really a lot more needs to be done in terms of making the country a safe investment destination, in terms of attracting either foreign direct investment or, you know, opening up again lines of credit for the country. But so far as it is, it's very difficult. It's almost futile for Chinamasa.
Mr. Nkomo, please do stay on the line. And Dr. Mandaza and also Ms. Dura, we just want to take a short break and remind our radio listeners to quickly go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk.
The Voice of